Listen to this. Let my teaching fall like rain. I'm going from NIV. Let my teaching fall like rain. When you come under the teachings of the Lord, it's rain in your life. Hallelujah. How many of you want some raindrops to fall over your life today? Amen. Teaching falls like rain. My words descend like dew. How many of you have seen dew? In Bangalore, do you see dew? We see crowd and smoke only. Hallelujah. So dewdrops, you see in your village, the dewdrops on the grass. I need some photo like that, Ashwin. Dewdrops on the grass, it will be good. You have a? I think you have a. Okay. Dewdrops like grass. Friends, when you come under the teaching of God, it's like dewdrops. Just encouraging you, chilling, hallelujah. Just so wonderful. Then it is like showers on new grass. Today that new children, small children are here. They are getting showers of blessing. They may cry, it's okay, let them be here. Some services people say, take the children away. In our services, no, children will be with us. Except for the Tamil service, we don't have much rooms. But in the coming days, we will have Sunday school, not in the time of worship time. Children and parents should worship God. That's my conviction. They will do something and all. He will play, but showers of blessing are falling as they are hearing God's word. Amen. Showers on new grass and small rain upon tender grass. But it is not small rain. In NIV, it says like abundant rain on tender plants. Abundant rain. How many of you hear some abundant thunder showers? Last week you saw here in Bangalore. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Our land is filled with rain. Hallelujah. Rains are always good. As long as there is no much traffic problems, you are all working from home. Enjoying input. I'm a community builder. I'm a nation builder. Don't get scared of me. Well, we tell the truth in love. We preach the truth in love. So friends, teachings are very important. Why you come to the Lord? Why you come to the church? Not for chit-chatting, gossiping, murmuriking. You are coming to the church to get the teachings of the Lord. And when you get the teachings of the Lord, like abundant rains, anointing cloud over your life. Amen. Amen. One more verse I want to read you. Isaiah 48 and verse 17. Lot of things about teaching. So our theme for today is, how many of you read that in the poster? Instructions like rain and teaching to profit. Okay? Instructions are like rain. Teachings to profit. Isaiah 48 and verse 17. I am reading again from the NIV. I am the Lord your God who teaches what is best for you, who directs you in the way you should go. Today, God is going to direct you in the way we should go. Because many of our roots are different. Especially in Bangalore, there was a time when Brother Bevin came and he said, Pastor, wherever I go to Hebbal flyover. That's his landmark. I said, okay, so you have to come south also, you have to go to Hebbal flyover. Somehow, now he's developed. He has gone to other part. Sometimes we have to take U-turn. We have gone the wrong way. How many of you understand that? Yes. We have to take a big diversion. Google Maps will not help you. That time only the word of God will help you. And today God is telling you he's going to direct you in the way which you should go. Hallelujah. How many are ready to take a U-turn? How many of you are ready to go in the way which God wants you to lead? If you go in your own way, the Bible says it's destruction in the end. But if you go according to God's way, you will not lack any good thing. Amen. So as I was meditating last week, my eyes fell on something new, okay? And that I found only in my NIV 2011 Bible. So you may be asking me which Bible is correct, which Bible I suggest. I always suggest King James Version. But the words are obsolete in the English language. That's not being used again. King James Version, very pure form of language. Sometimes you will not understand. So I would say, except Message, use every other thing. But then Message also, sometimes it adds value, but Message is too colloquial. So if you want to know more about translations, contact Brother Sujo. He has learned a lot of things about that, and he will be glad enough to help you. So NIV 2011, they say that it is from the oldest manuscripts. It's from the oldest manuscripts. So this is from the oldest manuscripts, and this is only there in this NIV 2011 Bible. Let's come to Proverbs 22 and verse 20. Proverbs 22 and verse 20. Hallelujah. So today God is going to teach you to profit. Instructions like rain. Hallelujah. Proverbs 22:20. Have I not written 30 sayings for you? Sayings of counsel and knowledge. Excellent things is what we read in KJV. In NIV we read 30 sayings. So I'm going to take you down through that 30 sayings. I think I will be able to finish 15 in this service. Next week I will share the remaining, because in Tamil service also I could share only 15. I thought I can share 30, but at least 15, if you get it, it's going to be a blessing. How many of you are ready to receive the instructions of the Lord? Amen. Number one. Hallelujah. Saying number one is from, so if you have an NIV or KJV or whatever Bible, from 17 to 21 is one saying. Okay, Proverbs 22:17-21 is one saying, and Proverbs 22:19 onward says, so that your trust may be in the Lord, I teach you today, even you, have I not written 30 sayings for you, sayings of counsel and knowledge, teaching you to be honest and to speak the truth, that you may bring back truthful reports to those who serve. How many of you serve somebody or other here? You report to somebody? In the church, you report to me. Though I am not asking you to go do this and that. But, okay. Now, first thing, be an agent of truth. Truth. Be truthful always. Amen. I have seen many people telling blank lies on my face. Amen. What lie they tell? Where were you last week? I was there. Where? There. Is there a place called there? Where were you for the Sunday? Why didn't you come for the fasting prayer? We went outside. They were inside only, sleeping. Hey, don't tell lies. Lying is digging your own grave. Somebody said, for proving one lie, you have to say? For charisma, it's 1,000. For you? 100. For covering one lie, you should say? 100. For her, it is 1,000. Anybody else? So at least more than one. So 1,000 lies or 100 lies you have to say. Stand for truth. Even if it is your life. Stand for the truth. Tell the truth. Be truthful. Let every lying spirit leave in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Stand for the truth. Speak the truth. Last week, there was this campaign by our Prime Minister, Honorable Prime Minister. Again, publicly I want to tell, I love my Prime Minister. I respect him. He's a Pradhan Sevak. He does wonderful things. But last week in Independence Day, he said that there is some IT department and he got 3 lakh crore money in his account. And we were trying to calculate how much it is. And we found out that even in Manmohan Singh's time, without anything, it all happened. But then this was... Then suddenly I put in my Twitter, I want all of the church, if at all you are in some social media, to be on Twitter and follow me. You will learn a lot of things, okay? So I wrote, we need Swachh Bharat and also Sach Bharat. True India. 2 days after, Rahulji comes here and says, we need Sach Bharat. He took it from me. He took it from me. I'm telling you, friends, in record on public, he took it from me, because that tweet of mine was shared around 6,000 times. It reached him. It got a place in his speech. He will not give credit to me. I don't need also. But stand for the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Amen. We need Sach Bharat. We need true India where people will tell the truth. We live in a life of lies. Politicians, before elections come, I will do this, I will do that. What they do? Marriage. In comfort or in sickness. For rich, very soon Karishma is going to get married. She's already in Wonderland. For rich or, and without me, she's getting, imagine. I heard some voice there. Imagine. Okay, imagine. So she's looking for rich or for poor, for health or for sickness, for whatever situations, I will be with you. Tomorrow one sickness comes, fellow, you, what are you doing here? See, we live in a life of lies. Let's be truthful to our words. We should be truthful. Marriages are made with true words. Kind to the poor. Second saying, second important counsel, principle in your life, never put your eyes off the poor. They are always around you. Help them, support them. Probably your maid who is coming is doing for 1,000 rupees. Once in a while, give her 200. No problem. This is Jesus who is living in you, no? For 1,000, the Lord will take up it against you. This is from the Bible, not from me, okay? It's from the Bible. Are you happy? Amen. Yes. Next saying. So first is truth. Second is being kind to the poor. Saying three is friendship with angry people. Friendship with angry people. Proverbs 20:24-25. Do not make friends with a hot tempered people. Do not associate with one easily angered. You may learn their ways and get yourself ensnared. That is saying number three. Angry people. Some people are so angry. Anger is like pressure cooker. Per day you will hear a lot of this choo 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 coming out. You are companion with angry people, that spirit will come upon you. That's what it says. That's what the Bible says. Pastor, I don't have any angry. All are very good. You love the angry people in the film, no? All our heroes, how they come with daggers and swords. Especially Kannada, Tamil and Malayalam and all. My goodness, the sword you see. Oh. And you are standing first in the queue to see the film. Beware, friends. That hot-tempered spirit will come upon you. And your hair will go. Because of the heat generated. Okay. Some natural causes are there. Don't worry. I'm not talking about that. Natural causes are different. But temper. Anger. Do not associate with angry people. You may have associated with many angry people, but make sure that you share virtues with kind, loving people, because their spirits will come. Make sure that you are not short-tempered. Some people, when they get angry, they throw everything. You know what is it? The mobile phone, which is a 40,000 rupee mobile. Pata, 1 minute. They, some houses, vessels and all will fly, like flywheel, you know. Like that, what do you say? Frisbee. Huh? Frisbee and UFO. That's a very good imagination. You should preach one day, okay? UFO, like UFO. It will keep running here and there. Hey, Baba, plates are for eating, not for flying. Don't get angry. Look to your neighbor next to you and say, don't get angry fast. Don't. Don't get angry soon. Don't get angry. Anger is one letter short of danger. Gotaita? What letter? D. Okay. Short tempered. So you see this angry bird. People get angry. You see angry bird for 2 days. That's all. Angry, anger, spirits. All these things get inside and you become so angry. You watch Vijay film for 2 weeks. You know Vijay? No, Vijay is there. Okay. Should be careful. This thing is a big problem for me. And all these people, once they get angry, last week there one poor girl told that I could not bear Vijay's film for 15 minutes. I thought I could bear Shah Rukh Khan for 20 minutes. I was very hard that hardly I could wait for Vijay. So what did they do? No, they trolled her in Twitter, made her, and she's saying, is this the India which I am living? I could not bear him means I could not stand what he's doing on the screen. And then he released a statement telling we respect women and all those things. But what all he does in the film, I saw that clip. Stamping on them, kicking them, doing all these things. And that is what is being observed by people. And this is what they do outside. So get rid of everything of anger. Somebody said praise the Lord. May you be never angry in Jesus' name. When I say that, you should receive it. Amen. Many churches, gold dust and all will fly. Gold. Gold rain, it seems. Golden teeth suddenly gets fitted. These are all teachings that run. You know him? Okay. Right. Do not be angered with one easily angered. You may get ensnared. Let anger leave from this place in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Saying number four, financial life. Do not, that is 22, 26 and 27. Do not be one who shakes hands in pledge or puts up security for debts. If you lack the means to pay, your very bed will be snatched from under you. Did you read that?
Yes.
I want an iPhone. My wife has a good necklace. What will I do? Take that and put it as surety and get. What is the interest for pledging? I don't have anything. You feel she is wearing gold? Huh? She is pure gold. Then why another gold? Okay. Pure gold. Does pure gold need another gold? Yes, sir. Okay, that's offline. We will take that situation offline. When you take, what is the interest? Tell me.
13,
14. How much is that? 9.7. Hey, that is home loan here. I'm talking about pledging. 14. 12%. No, when you pledge, you have to give. Okay, then the unauthorized people are there. 23, 25 and all. If you are fully, so all the husband's eyes are on the? Even if nothing happened, that thing should be there with me. The Bible says, be careful with your finances. Don't borrow. Now it's an EMI culture. We cannot do anything. 65,000 rupees, Apple phone, pay 5,000 rupees per month. You say, okay, that makes sense. Suddenly you are married and you understand that the child's pampers itself is costing 1,000 rupees. Oh, iPhone, pampers. Then you are going outside and eating. Sundays, you know, you don't, Anjaparulli. Anybody in Anjapar? I don't know. I'm very scared of using names here now. How, you pray, you gold, please pray for me. Or in KFC and GST, 9% SGST, 9% CGST. What committed people we have, man. It's 18% in restaurants. Even if you go home, put a kanji, you know, and hot rice, and then put some pickle, and put some coconut also, if that, and go and sleep. Nothing better than that. All these unwanted things. This is only for others, not for you. Be careful in your finances. Now, if you are two people who are working, okay, I'm just giving you counsel. This is the month of
counsel.
I gave you deeper things, no? Huh? How many of you learned deeper things here? You are deep, so I cannot take you up. Okay. Two people are working, and you have, make sure that even if one person's job is lost, you will be able to manage all your EMIs. Yes. That is the pro. If you are one person working, only if you have 2% salary, you should take EMI. Otherwise, don't take. You understand what I'm telling you? Else, your bed will go away from you. How many of you want at least one bed to live? So, some people suddenly get this this jabong. Weekend sale, 50% off. Kurta for just 900. I will get 10 of this. When this offer will come? You know from where it is coming? From Siliguri. You get it for 90 rupees. So one day go take Shraddha and Sameeksha there and go and get all the clothes and come. It will last long, very far, very, very. So be careful with your finances. Don't spend more than what you earn. Some things it just overshoots. How many of you understand what I'm telling? So make a plan. Don't live without being a dumb person. No. Use how to, at least half of the thing you save. You spend half, you should save. But now savings also, these fellows have put up. What is the savings interest? SBI, 3.5. What for? 3.5. Your SBI or syndicate? Syndicate as a syndicate. Go and put it in syndicate. 4%. Peanuts you get. Earlier, how much was the interest person? 8%, 9%. There was one time 12%, 13%, 15%. Old people put the savings and they now that also gone. So what is the idea? Put everything in the church. I'm just kidding. Save some money, but not for interest, but at least that will accumulate there. And then these guys are also behind you. Who? The IT guys. I got a notice last week. Not me, the church got. then I'm solving it because we are tax exempted trust, we have all the records straight. But still they put the demand, so much, 15 lakhs, 20 lakhs, where will I go for 20 lakhs? Now then I caught one of our dear brother, and we are presenting our case, and that fellow wants some tudde. Summa they are raising, and sumne, you know sumne? At least that we know. Sumne. What is that? Next of Kannada. Sumne madia. De poora. Sumne. Okay. Sumne they are sending. Finances, be careful. Saying number 5, verse 28. Do not move an ancient boundary stone set up by your ancestors. Ancient boundary stone set up by your ancestors. The old people said, wear good dress, neat dress. These days, pastors wearing torn jeans and pants, and from where easily demons can come inside, I think. Immediately they will tell you, you know what verse. Suddenly they will only know one verse, this verse. God, man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the your inner heart is torn. That is why you are wearing torn things. Wear decent dresses. Don't expose your nakedness. Amen. Yes. These days, it is the boundary stone, they set it there. They set good values. They said when the elders come, stand up, give them the seat. These days, what will the fellows do? When the elders come, one leg upon another. Respect, honor, dignity, all these things happen. Amen. So friends, I want to let you know that any boundary stone, they said, old people said, do not go to a theater and watch a TV. I have never watched a film in theater. Okay? Because they said Psalm 1:1, blessed is the one who doesn't sit in the seat of the... All these fellows will come inside here, seriously. So if at all anybody has a plan to go and see the movie, cancel it in Jesus' name. You go beyond my words, it's up to your own peril. So can we see it in a TV at home? Do not move an ancient boundary stone. There are good movies here. I'm appreciative of good movies. But these days, even good is counterfeit. So be very careful on what you see. I'm counseling many, many people. That Bahubali movie has destroyed 1,000 people. You know, I don't know why and how. I don't know the spiritual momentum also. But that, your elder people said, don't see. You focus on God's word. Pray. That is good for you. Do not move an ancient boundary stone set by your ancestors. There is some reason for which they set that. Some people go to America. Their life change, lifestyle change. Brother, how are you? Oh, I'm doing fine. You went okay only. Why this twister? Indians, dust allergy. Fellow, you are dust man. If at all I come to your funeral, the last words I'm telling to you is dust you are. Dust you are. Come and sweep the church. Pastor, don't you have a vacuum cleaner? No, I don't have a vacuum cleaner. No, when I sweep, dust will come. Take the broomstick and sweep the church. Health will come to you. Yeah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. You want to live long, come and serve in the church. Yeah. Don't want, huh? Okay. This is counsel, sound counsel. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Somebody said, praise the Lord. There is healing in the house. Let nothing change you. Go to America for a work. We have a lot of things happening in India. We want a lot of things happening. One more thing I'm telling you. Don't think you can live long there. All of them are going to come back. Do you know Charlottesville? What happened? White supremacy. Trump is also for that. Now evangelical, all the pastors who went and prayed, no, one by one are going out of the council because white supremacy is coming. And here, Adam and Madam are praying, Lord, send me to US, send me to US. Go. Do God's work. Don't forget what you have been learnt here.
Amen.
Do not move an ancient boundary stone. You move it, you are out of God's protection. When you see a lady, respect her. Don't quickly go and kiss her. These days, that is the culture. See, kiss. What are we doing? Church, I'm talking. Churches. Respect them. Praise the Lord, sister. How are you doing? Good. Walk in the integrity. These days, that is not there. So, friends, learn to respect one another. Do not move an ancient boundary stone set by your. They have set that boundary for something. If they have set a boundary, stay within it. That's for your protection. Amen. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Very hard it is coming, no? Saying 6 is verse 29. Do you see someone skilled in their work? They will serve before kings. They will not serve before officials of low rank. You are diligent in your work. You will serve before kings. So next principle which you have to have is diligence in your work. Be diligent even in your sleep. Be diligent even in your sleep. Who is sleeping with you? Be diligent everywhere. In your work, be diligent. Learn well. Learn every. May you have good intelligence and diligence in Jesus' name. To understand the attacks of the enemy, to understand from where he comes, to understand what are the ways he can sneak in. And may you be the best performer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I'm so happy. You know what shelter house is into nation building? Shelter house, though we are small, do not discount what we are doing in nation building. If Rahul Gandhi used my Swachh Bharat. Yes. You might be thinking Pastor Ashley doesn't have smoke and light and or one light somebody put Ananda pota. Light ported poitar. Hallelujah. So other board that we are putting just ambience. But that doesn't matter. You come here, you will get good teaching.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody said praise the Lord. In the church, sending WhatsApp. Curse will be on your family. Parents came. They lived the Lord and loved the Lord. Don't take God's presence for granted. Serve Him with trembling. If you serve diligently, work diligently in the house of God. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Diligence, diligence, diligence in your family life. Many people are diligent in their work, but they are not diligent in their family life. See, friends, if you are not taking care of your wife, for example, when me and Sheba are away, these days time is going so fast, Christy, sister. I don't know why. Two children came. Earlier we had little time at least. You know, we get up and our Aya gets up along with us only. This fellow won't sleep. He sleeps through the night sharp when Sheba gets up, she also. And suddenly she has to go make food, breakfast, make for Tia, and that time he's on me. But when he sees her, father is gone, mother only he needs. And I will be doing all. Sometimes he will put me to sleep instead of I putting him. So, and then by 30 minutes time, my daughter has to get ready. Eating whatever we give, and we were giving everything food, putting snacks. That is also extra now. Snacks kind of. We didn't have that in college, in school. Now extra snacks. But by that time, this fellow is there. We have to put him bath, and you know, we give him that full give him nice hittings and beatings and only put him. Then by the time we have a breakfast and then some counseling comes, and suddenly we put him to sleep, and then by the time afternoon lunch has to be cooked. It will not come. Let there be food, it will not be there. You have order an app, it's for mishap. But sometimes we have to do that. By afternoon 2 we eat the lunch, and 3 o'clock madam is coming back. Who? The first one. I'm telling about my family. Okay? And by the time, one little time, something we have to do. So in my scheme of things, meeting people, talking to people, and then she comes back, and then her thing, ICSE syllabus, my goodness. But this is the standard. You go to CBSE also, that is also SE only. You have to study. So these children who are waking up so early, we used to wake up at 7 o'clock or, you know, when we were, now 7 o'clock they are getting ready, and because traffic they have to beat. So they are also in a rush. So by 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock they come, and then we give them good snacks. Otherwise they're not, then they have to have some mind of fresh minds to come. And then I told my wife, see, tuitions I am strictly against. I am paying lakhs in the school, and why she has to go for another tuition? Then we will stop that lakh and send her only for tuition. I never went for any tuition. But then she said, okay, from now on Hindi only, daddy. So every time she comes, Hindi daddy, ek din mein ek raja tha. Yeah, I will write the thing, and by the time she is tired, by 8:39 we have a family prayer, put her to, by the time everything is little settled, and for our dinner time it's 10 o'clock. I am telling our family, imagine what you are going through. I do not know. I do not want to have a sneak peek even, because I may have a heart attack. So there are some things that can help you. Probably put a cook. You are learning, no? Put a cook. Let if it is a good cook. If it is bad cook, then don't even do. Kanji Empire is okay. But if it's a good cook, or washing the vessels, that can solve a lot of problem. Washing vessel, you know, sometimes it's China vessel, you steel is good. Come back to steel, stainless steel. It's easy to wash, no chemical. This plastic Dora container, piggy mouse container, piggy mouse, all these things, along with the food we take, toxic substance also. Be diligent. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Be diligent in your works, and you will stand before kings. So husbands, take care of your wives well. If there is a cook needed, introduce the cook. Today I am bringing you a surprise guest. Here she is. Ah, Sardar ji balle balle aaya. Today we are going to have Punjabi food. Try it. Oilless chapati they give, and one if it runs, okay. By the time recuperation happens, and you go and make your oily food. You know what I'm trying to tell you. So diligent, be diligent. Don't do it, because I'm telling you, I feel the stress now. And then managing a church of 100, my goodness. I sometimes feel, put some. But then when we are diligent in our work, we will stand before kings. Amen. And you will not stand before lower grade officials. You're going to stand. Today I'm telling you, I'm prophesying to you, you're going to be diligent in your work, you're going to stand before kings in Jesus' name. Those who didn't say an amen, I don't know how you will get. Okay. Next, saying number 7. We can finish at 15, no? What do you say? The rate at which we go, average rate is very less. Okay, now 23, 1, 2, 3 is one saying, okay? Proverbs 23, 1, 2 and 3. When you sit to dine with a ruler, not well what is before you. Put a knife to your throat. And if you are given to gluttony, do not crave his delicacies, for that food is deceptive. Let every deceptive food disappear from your kitchen in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor, yes, brother, I am going to America. Oh, wow. After he goes there, he gets the spoon and knife, you know. So if somebody is loving me, he will say, Pastor, you also come. Nobody loves me there, but in case, if you are going, you can consider this. Always here in Bannerghatta Road traffic, I can come and take some rest and come back refreshed. Okay. So I am here, there I am, washing my hands. And the opposite guy is looking at me. Why? Hands. Dirty hands. Okay. And then you get all this big variety, French fries, that fries, this fries, this fries. And it's like you have to eat, and you know, they have become big people, you know, pastor, tukda pastor, what can I do? So then they give this, when this finger bowl concept came, that was in 2004. So one day I went with my friend to the hotel. We didn't know about this at all, seriously. So after everything, then the friend is telling me, macha, lemon juice has come, macha. I said, okay, what is this lemon juice all about? They are putting in this and giving. I said, you taste and see how is it. I also had a thing of, because that we gather some money, pit money, parents give us, and we gather something and go. This fellow said, I always encourage people, you know, my mission, do it. So he got into my encouragement and drank it. I'm looking opposite my table. Oh, macha, this is not for drinking. How was it I asked first? No salt, sugar and all, what sort of drink? Then we understood it's for this. So when you are going, sometimes you know, the most painful part of one's life is going and having food in a palace. How many of you felt that? No sound, tick tock. Instead of go to a jhopdi hut and have their, what joy, what a fellowship, what a joy divine. So when you will go there. But that time, what did they say? No, put a knife on your throat, don't eat much, because glut. So food habits, be very careful. Whatever you eat, don't eat. Whatever you get, don't eat. Whatever you see, what you see is not what you get. You remember that? WYS, what you see is not what you get. Eat what is proper. Have diligence. Put a throat on your knife. Oh, sorry, either way, put a knife on your throat or put a throat on your knife. Anyway. But don't eat everything what you see. Eat which is healthy. One fellow is there, one half naked fellow and with beard. Very dangerous guy. I hope you all understand. I will give you. Many people are there naked and half naked and with beard. Eliminate him from your kitchen. It's all wrong. It's not at all hygienic. So friends, learn to have the organic farming, which our DHC members are too much into. We need make some organic farm. Make some tomato, what you do and eat, there is taste in that. So food habits should be on control, especially to the young children, small children. My parents with small children, cut down on chicken. Chicken is very, very dangerous, especially for young girls. You know, puberty comes before age. I heard that. So cut down on chicken, give more vegetables, make a balanced diet. We need things happening according to the cycles. Amen. According to the seasons. So don't be addicted. Pastor, she will not eat without one piece of meat. Don't give. She will come once in a while and eat. So don't worry. So as long as you can train people, do it. Next, saying 8. Oh God. Do not wear yourself to get rich. Do not trust your own cleverness. Cast but a glance at riches and they are gone, for they will surely sprout wings and fly off to the sky like an eagle. Saying 8 is from 4 and 5. 23, 4 and 5. Do not wear yourself. Everybody wants riches. I want money. Even if I lie down, I need money. Brother, dangerous. Don't go behind money. It will just go like the 500,000 which you went. Remember? November 8th, 2016. So don't wear yourself. You know, wearing ourselves, I want money. I want this. I want that. You need only one. That's God. Do everything to get Him. Money God will supply. He will provide your needs. So don't wear yourself. See, you're working this night and day. Don't do that. Your body is weak. Sometimes you need to do when some situations are demanding. I know we are in a very competitive space. But make sure you pray. God will silence the mouth of the lions. Amen. He will do. You have special favor. What do you think? Amen. Lift your hands, those who are working, and say, I have special favor. I have special guidance. I have special opportunities. I have special grace. Somebody said, praise the Lord. I will get favor what others are not getting, because you are the child of God. Yes. You work for Him. Amen. So riches, don't wear yourself. Riches are all gone. Only one thing will stay, that's your faith. Faith, hope and love. These things remain. What is great is?
Love.
Yeah. You're getting bored here?
No.
Okay, next. Saying number 9. That's from 6, 7 and 8. Do not eat the food of a begrudging host. Do not crave his delicacies, for he is the kind of person who is always thinking about the cost. Stinginess. Pastor is coming to house. What should we give? What should we give? We will give, he said, okay, let us give him some potato fry and rice. Why? Pastor has to come also, but dudde. Now, suppose I am coming. I am not an eater. I come. I am not a man eater or I come there. And you are giving me. Suddenly you are thinking, oh, how much is he eating? I don't know. You are all good people. Some situations. You have to give the food, but you don't like also cost factor. Stingy fellows. You go and have a food in a stingy fellow's house, they'll all go off very soon. That's what it says. That's what the Bible says. So how to understand the thermometer of love? If you go to some place and if you come back happily and healthy, it's a big thing. You understand what I'm telling? That's what the Bible says here. The morsel which thou hast eaten, thou shalt vomit up and lose thy sweet words. So, sincerity, that's what I want to tell you. You should have sincerity. When you give anything in love, it will stay. Anything given in love will stay. May you not have any of these experiences where you go to a place where they do not like you and where they are stingy. But may you have everything in abundance in Jesus' name. And somebody said, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Next teaching is saying number 10, which is in verse 9. Do not speak to fools, for they will scorn your prudent words. Speech. Know to whom you are speaking. Some people say, okay, I will tell. Some people come for counseling. I will tell them, hey, why don't you do that? Oh, correctly, Pastor. But I think this also, fellow, with your butt, you stay at home. You come to me for counsel, I will talk to you from God's word. But I still think, all your buts are cancelled in Jesus' name. May you know whom to speak and what to speak. Because don't put what is precious between fools. You understand? I have learned it from ministry. You give holy things to unholy people, they will backbite you, they will frontbite you also. Backbiting is okay, but frontbiting is even more dangerous. Pastors like us, we get front bite because you're all sitting in the front, no? Not on my back. So from next week onwards, I'll still speak like that. Backbiting won't happen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, know to whom you speak. Speak well. Speak with grace. May all the words that you speak may be words of grace that builds up. And you will also filter to whom you are giving it. Don't speak everything to everybody. Amen. Don't speak what you have to speak to your wife, to a friend who is a girl. That's what I'm saying. It will bite you back. Do you love me? Love your wife. I like you, but do you love me? Like and love, different is there, no? Okay, I will give you for your exposition. So speak correctly. To whom you have to speak, speak well. Amen. Chello, kullo. That's only your wife and children, not other fellows. You speak all these negative things, they will come and bite you back. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. How's one dear? Wife is there cooking everything. Kana pakate hai sab samay. For her, hey, bring the food. Don't you know that I have to go for work? Don't you know? Office. Oh, darling. What a darling you are. That darling will spoil your marriage. Be careful. Darling is the one here, not there. Don't call everybody darling. Don't go and kiss everybody. Don't go and bite everybody. There are some things which you have to keep it for yourself and for whom you love. Amen. Amen. Somebody said, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So speaking, then saying 11. I have to go till 15. Oh, I do not know. Do not move an ancient boundary stone or encroach on the fields of the fatherless, for their defender is strong. This stands for justice. Saying 11 is for justice. Be just wherever you are. Do justice. Do not encroach the poor's land, for their defender will stand up. Who is their defender? God is their defender. Don't think you can escape from that. Politician or pauper, whoever it is, if you encroach on the land of the poor because they do not have voice, God will raise up their voice. God will speak for them. Hallelujah. What is happening? Why Maoists are formed, do you know? Maoists. Because big people are going and encroaching their area. That's why all this Naxalism is happening. We at church doesn't say anything about violence. We are non-violent. But that's the reason. Their defender will stand up for them. Amen. Next, saying 12 is verse 12 of Proverbs 23. Apply your heart to instruction and your ears to words of knowledge. Amen. Hallelujah. Be teachable. Be teachable. You do not know everything, brother. Pastor, what do you think? I'm PhD. Tell me how much hair you have on your head. Simple. How many cells you have in your body? Tell. You know nothing, brother. PhD degree, nothing you know. Your PhD is nothing before God. How can this earth tilt on an axis which you have not written on temporary axis on a, what do we learn? Earth revolves around a axis which is around a tilted axis. I forgot. Okay. Around a imaginary axis. I heard, was it imaginary axis? Imagine, it is only an imaginary axis. You do not know anything, brother. God. Shh, don't say. Hallelujah. Somebody said praise the Lord. Imaginary access, you can even imagine the works of the Lord. So be teachable. Today you learn something, tomorrow learn something. We keep learning even at your old age. Amen. Be teachable. Apply your hearts to instruction. May your heart hear instruction, your ears to words of knowledge. Hallelujah. Tell your children not to insult people. Teach them. These days father also looking at mother's face. All their grudge against the wife when the child does this naughty thing. I immediately put it up. What is this? Mocking. If you mock somebody, bear will come. Is it? You know, no? Where in 1 Kings, where that old man, Elisha was coming and some children told, bald-headed man. What came, you know? Bears came. Bears came and killed them. Don't give your children to bears. If it is needed, discipline them. Within 7, catch them. After that, gone. They will catch you. More than 7, before 7, you can give taking your rod and all. They should know that there is a discipline in the house. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. So learn to discipline. They will punish them with the rod and save them from death. Don't whack them wherever they want, black and blue. Some people get angry and they do not know what they are doing. Wherever, whatever they get on their hand and whatever they... You understand? Whatever they get, wherever they beat. My dad, one day, my Tia was old and I got really, really angry. He called me and said, don't ever keep your hand on my child. You want to hit her with some object you hit, not with your hand. He told me very carefully. Sometimes I hear it. But we are very, there's no much spanking and all happening, but we tell them, we encourage them to grow in the, we teach memory verses and send. Saturday evening, did you learn your memory verse? Teach them. Saturday evenings, every parent should ask them. If they are not learning memory verse, don't give them their favorite toy or thing or anything. Cut down. Be careful of your children. We wanted them to go outside and play, okay? My child, she went outside. But when she came, we say, these days, children are so rebellious. They talk all bad words. Then I told, wife dear, she has Timmy, let them play one another. You send to the street, she's going to be like them only. Small skirt, small pant. You go to shop also, only small things you see. These days, these small things, the gentlemen also have this only. With their dog, they will walk. The concept of all these things are changing. Friends know what is right, what is wrong. You understand what I'm telling? Yes. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Wear properly, dress properly, walk diligently, walk circumspectly. Teach your children. No short dresses. Now feminine people will come and tell me, okay, you wear anything but Bible. Be circumspect in your dealings, in your, because men are men and they will always be men. Huh?
Yeah.
Saying 14, my son, if your heart is wise, then my heart will be glad indeed. My inmost being will rejoice when your lips speak what is right. Saying 14 is about wisdom. If your heart is wise, you know what is my greatest desire, friends, that you'll all be filled with wisdom. Know to how to treat your wife. Know to treat your pastor. Know to treat one another in love. We all have problems here. See, Shelter House, we are a family. I always say that. There can be hustles, bustles. That doesn't mean, hey, I'm going there, we are going to another church. You will make problem there also. What do you say? You'll make problem there and then jump another place. Don't be a church vagabond. Be strong in the church. Be truthful. Night and day, pray. There is no greater joy than to see every family, every week. Tonight, this week, I want to give you a challenge. Every week, every day of this week, have family prayer. Take it as a homework, whatever it is. If your wife is, husband is working in night shift, through Skype connect. Sing a song and worship the Lord. Amen. So apply your heart to wisdom. And the last thing, saying 15 is, do not let your heart envy sinners, but always be zealous for the fear of the Lord. There is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. What is your zeal? What is your passion? Saying 15. What is your passion? This week I want 10 churidars. What is your passion? Have the passion for the fear of the Lord. I will fear the Lord. I will sing to Him. I will glorify in His name. Can you come, Joy, and just play something? Hallelujah. And we will see, be passionate for the fear of the Lord. Will this wound my master? Will this hurt him? Always have that introspection. If something wrong happens, write it, correct it. Zeal for the fear of the Lord. Amen. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And when you have that, you have a hope. Otherwise, you're hopeless. That's what the Bible says. So make some hallelujah. Know how to conduct. I gave you 15 sayings. 15 sayings. The next 15 next week. Okay? But go and apply it. Do not be a company. Do not have friendship of angry people. People who spoil you. Do not wear yourself to get rich. But have the fear of the Lord. Fear of the Lord. Discipline your children. Apply your heart for instruction. Amen.